after all of our performances, our wardrobe goddess has to do the laundry for the show so it's ready for the next performance. And our wardrobe goddess of the moment on this Chinese tour, Ali Bosted, who is also our office manager, company manager, all the other different managers that are part of make up part of your title.
Pick a title.
Is having to do the laundry for the show after every performance here on our four-city, three-week tour of China. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd think in China, doing laundry would be easy. Is that not true?
Well, we at home, we hear the term Chinese laundry, but I think that might have been like when the 49ers were, not the football 49ers, but like the gold 49ers.
The gold rush 49ers, yes.
That might be where all of the Chinese people that do laundry went, because they're not here.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 11th year, oh my goodness, number 522, Doing Chinese Laundry.
Oh, Mistress Man, where are you roaming? Staying here.
2 weeks ago, the RSC podcast reached an amazing milestone. Episode 520 marked the 10th year of weekly podcasts, and I'm just amazed and fulfilled that we've been able to keep it going for all these years, and so grateful to you for listening all these years and making the podcast our weekly connection. I'll reflect on the past 10 years in a few weeks, but this week, in honor of this milestone, I guess, and in honor of the end of our Chinese tour, I present to you a conversation with our Jill of all trades, Ali Bosted, that is at once fascinating and mundane and typical and wholly representative of our life on the road while touring. We had a briefly terrifying adventure last week while performing in Xiamen, China, while doing, of all things, the laundry.
And this is true no matter where we're performing. And usually in America, am I right? Most theaters have laundry facilities, a washing machine and a dryer. Is that right?
Yeah, and at home, most theaters have it, and they usually have one or two setups. Sometimes they're quite in a quite nice wardrobe area. Sometimes they're in a corner of the machine shop the prop shop, and we have to, move a bunch of crap off the lid so you can get into the washing machine and then maybe wipe it out inside if they've been doing old floor towels and stuff. Just get gross.
Right.
And that collects in the bottom. But generally at home, theaters will have a washer and a dryer of some sort.
Right.
And when they don't, we're staying, in a university town where there's laundromats, or we're in a hotel where it's $1.50 for a load.
Yes.
And it's easy enough to figure it out.
Right.
Not so here in China.
Right. And so there's been, what have you come across? What have been your options after every performance?
In Beijing, once someone helped me find the other elevator to take downstairs, to basement number 3, I think, because we were performing in basement 1. So basement 3, behind a bunch of doors that weren't labeled. And then the doorknob came off in my hand. That was fun. There was a washer and a cabinet dryer, which I've come across actually in the UK. And those are tapped into the heating system sometimes, where you hang things in a cabinet, close the door, and in the UK they've been like old wooden cabinets.
Yes.
And then the heat is coming up through, and so it's dried by force air while stuff is on hangers.
I've seen those in very, very old houses in America. You know, they'd have down in the basement, they'd have sinks and whatnot, and then drying cabinets.
Drying cabinets and stuff is hanging. Yeah. And actually, that's nice because you don't have to iron it very much or steam it. This one looked like a weird convection oven. It was super chromey and high-tech. And another show was doing their laundry in it. And I had two shows worth to do because I'd put it off. And so we had some damp toes and tights that night.
And then what happened in Shanghai? Did they didn't have, this is a brand new renovated, not a brand new, but a brand newly renovated theater in Shanghai.
Newly renovated, we were, I think, their second show.
Uh-huh.
And we asked if they had a washer and dryer, and they laughed.
Yes.
And we asked if they had hangers, and they said no. And we asked about a steamer, and they said no. So we bought a steamer.
Okay.
And I bought hangers at this place across the street from our hotel.
Fortunately, we were in the hardware district of Shanghai.
We were in the hardware district, so I could also buy a bucket, so I could go do the washing in the shower in our in my hotel room.
Because we didn't have tubs in the hotel. It was very very modern, very very kind of contemporary.
Boutique. It was a boutique hotel, so the sink was like an inch and a half deep, and you couldn't wash a pair of socks in there.
Yeah, that's true.
So I did them squatting on the floor in front of a bucket in my shower stall.
That is old school, squatting on the floor. That's 49ers Chinese laundry.
That is Chinese laundry. I felt very, you know, very local at that point.
Very local. And then, so then we get here to Xiamen, again in a brand new, fantastic, not brand new, but a huge facility. And what did you find here?
Here, they led me to another basement, and there were these two huge industrial machines that looked almost like a giant autoclave, like big sterilizers. The door doesn't just close and then the machinery locks it. It has, like, you turn the handle and a lever action to lock these doors. It's almost like a launch sequence, you feel like. And there's a bunch of buttons, and some of them have English on them.
Yeah,
the
okay.
The display itself.
It's a computer display.
It's a computer display. Yeah. That doesn't have any English.
No, it's very small.
Yeah, well, we can read, like, the degrees in Celsius.
Yeah.
And the inches of water in centimeters. Yeah. And the time display.
Okay.
That I could figure out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got nothing.
Well, then you found, and it's a combination washer-dryer, so it does both of those things. These are the kind of machines we find in England all the time. And in England, the dryers don't work at all. They might as well not be called dryers because they just fail to work in England.
Well, in England, they're condenser dryers. They don't have an exhaust like we do at home, where there is hot air coming out of the dryer to get that moisture out.
Right.
A lot of times in England, it collects into a tank, and then you have to remember to empty this little holding tank where all the water vapor has condensed.
Oh, interesting.
And if you don't do that, then you just steam your laundry for hours and hours.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then here, once I figured out how to turn it on, that was my first step, was finding the on switch.
And did you have to flip the breakers on, too, because...
Yeah, I did find the breakers. They're right behind it. We're two massive units, but breaker system and then a master control for the two, and then one for each machine.
But typically, you don't have to go find the breaker to turn it on to wherever we're performing to then turn on the washing machine.
Right. Normally, someone turns on the light switch in the room and says, here, because everything makes sense, even in the UK.
Right.
Because they have the weird alphabets. You have to, like, figure out what cycle you want.
Yeah.
But here, I was shown down a dark corridor and said, they're down there. Oh, and my mom does my laundry, so I'm really no help.
Yeah, and the weird alphabets you're talking about in England are, like, they have settings that's like A to H or something, like A to G. And unless you've grown up with that, you don't know what setting C is or how it differs from G.
You don't know that, you know, setting F is wool, because of course it is. Yeah, that's just how laundry happens.
Duh. So then what happened with these monster machines here in Xiamen?
So I got a load started because we've got whites and we've got colors. For some reason, one machine was a half hour cycle, one was 40 minute, but you know, we can work with it.
Yep.
So those were on and it seemed to be drying. It looked like air was flowing in there.
And you successfully did the laundry for the show laundry.
I did eventually once I figured out that the hot water button meant extra drying time, which will be important later on in this story.
So let's go back. To turn on the dryer part of this machine, you push a button that says, in English, hot water.
It says hot water. There's a picture of the sun on it.
Yes.
And it says hot water. And that's if you want further drying time than is built into the cycle you've chosen.
Okay.
And I did.
Yes, we did.
I needed extra dryer time, so we had dry toes and armpits.
And apparently in Chinese it says dryer, but in English it says hot water.
Hot water is one word.
Yeah.
Fast forward to yesterday evening when the boys showed up and they had personal laundry, because we've been out for
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and it's time. It's time to do laundry.
We are causing offense to ourselves and each other.
And Reed and Austin each had a bag of laundry. Great, there's two machines. We can get it done.
Perfect.
Not a problem.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? They worked this afternoon.
Mistress mine. Mistress mine.
Hi, I'm Jason Fetty from KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This weekend, you can see Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Dustin Sullivan perform The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged in Germantown, Maryland, Saturday night at 8 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. And then that's it until the first half of 2017, when we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play abridged across both the U.S. and the U.K. And we hope to have those dates up on our website very, very soon. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
This was at an hour till show start. We put the stuff in, and at about 20 minutes to show, I went downstairs to make sure everything was okay, and the breaker had blown, or the breaker had been turned off. Oh, that's weird. Maybe the breaker did blow, So I don't want to turn both machines back on. But before I realized that the breaker had probably blown and that's what stopped, I thought that both of the machines had finished their washing cycles and just needed more drying. So I turned Reed's dryer on, I pushed the hot water button, and then I went over to Austin's machine and was going to stick my hand in to make sure that it was damp-ish. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read that there were 30 centimeters of water still in the washing machine. And this fancy lever-action locking mechanism doesn't have an idiot switch that doesn't let you open the door when there's water in it. I did get the door closed again.
Right.
But I had wet boots and a good 3 gallons of water and a couple pairs of socks on the floor.
But it was every submarine movie you've ever seen where water's escaping and poor schmo is trying to shut a door against an oncoming tide.
Against this 30 centimeters of water, which was slowly going down as I watched the display. So called our production assistant, Yi, went up to the booth, actually, because we didn't have walkie-talkies at that point, to say, I just made a huge mess in the basement. Can somebody go clean that up? Great.
Then 20 minutes before the show.
20 minutes before the show. Yeah. So we started the show. Reed's laundry was drying. I was happy with that. At intermission, I went down to make sure Reed's laundry had dried and to finish rinsing Austin's and then put his in the dryer. And in the elevator, went down, and there was a man doing something else on the same level. And the doors opened, and it smelled like burning rubber. And there was this weird gray-blue haze in the air. And I took off running. I think
towards the fire. Like one of the 9/11 responders, you ran towards the problem.
I ran towards the problem because it smelled like hot electric and hot rubber, and I knew that Reed's clothes were in the dryer, and he has, you know, elastic waistbands in things like his pajamas.
Ew.
Yeah, so I ran.
And there was maybe water on the floor, too.
Probably water.
And the smell of burning electrics? This is maybe not the smartest choice you ever made in your life, Alan.
No, it really. Well, I did stop it before the building burnt down.
Yes, spoilers, but...
But yes.
But yes, maybe I shouldn't have run toward the smoke, but I did.
And thank goodness you did.
So the man heard me swear and start running, and I managed to get the dryer turned off.
Yeah.
And he then got there at that point, and we watched the thermometer drop. It was at 162 Celsius, which is something like 320 in freedom temperature.
Freedom temperature?
You know, like we have in America.
Yeah, got it.
Which is, you know, that's hot enough to bake cookies.
Yeah.
So watching the dryer slowly count down, when it got to 100 Celsius, I opened the door and opened it carefully, hoping that the door wouldn't, you know, blow off its hinges at
me. Right.
And used my handkerchief to dump Reed's clothes into our wash tub that I bought in Shanghai to do laundry.
Bingo.
And then brought it back upstairs so that we could do act two. And it was still burning hot to the touch when we were folding it and trying to get it spread out in the dressing room.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and it smelled, the clothes smelled of burning electric rubber.
And so did I, and so did my hair.
That's right.
Because I ran toward the smoke.
But you ran towards the smoke. You are a hero. You are a hero.
I saved Reed Martin's socks and underwear.
You saved them, but not without, there was not without cost. Not to you, thankfully.
No. Well, it seems like most of his socks made it through.
Yeah.
But he has some rather nice black collared shirts that normally he tucks in, and he can't tuck them in anymore. They're not belly shirts, but
they kind of are.
They kind of are. I think they'd fit me better at this point than they fit him. But he was a trooper. He wore them today.
He's exposing a shocking amount of midriff, as I read. The result of my laundry is just that they just sat in that water, and we didn't dare turn the dryer on again, because God knows what would have happened.
I mean, it was another machine, but I didn't trust it. The water had been mopped up during the act.
That's
during
right.
Act one.
That's right. That's right.
So whoever mopped up the water didn't notice the dryer was climbing to dangerous temperatures. They just went ahead and mopped up the water, so they did half of the job.
So now it's 24 hours later since this happened, 23 hours later, and my laundry is still drying, hanging from various things in my hotel room, and that's all fine, but it all works. So that's the happy ending. But now, do we know what's going to happen in Nanjing?
Nanjing doesn't have laundry, but they're researching laundromats or fluff and fold services that might get us our stuff back in time. But
right.
I had planned on doing last night's laundry today when I got to the theater, so we'd have one clean show to start in Nanjing.
Right.
So last night's laundry has been washed in my shower back at the hotel and is drying in my room.
So we might have a genuine experience with the Chinese laundry before the end of this tour.
We might, but I'm prepared to wash in my hotel room.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You'll be relieved to hear that our laundry was successfully done in Nanjing. Send us your laundry nightmares via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @AustinTitchener. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, extra starchy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Kim Wu. No reason. I swear to God, it's just random. Special thanks to Jason Fetty from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, California. If you're looking for a great CD for the Shakespearean in your life this holiday season, you could do far worse than to get Shakespeare's Fool, Jason's CD of songs from Shakespeare's plays set to Jason's music. You heard his track, Oh Mistress Mine, earlier in this episode. Go to jasonfetty.com, that's Fetty with two Ds, jasonfetty.com/Shakespeare to order. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 522, 1566th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This year has been a big year because we've been to China. Back in August, we were, of course, in Edinburgh for a month at the Fringe Festival. But then back in March, we went to Qatar. And didn't you have a bit of a challenge with the laundry facilities in Qatar as well?
It wasn't so much the laundry facilities as the police keeping me from my laundry-appointed duties.
Because why? Because you're a chick.
Because they were having some sort of police men's only luncheon in our green room, which would have been fine if it wasn't between me and the washer and dryer.
Right.
So I had a security escort, after I threw a fit, to get in there. Security escort, so I wouldn't see what the police were doing sitting on the floor eating. While I swapped laundry from the washer into the dryer and then left so I could go do my eat dinner before the second show. But they took the doorknob off, so I couldn't get back in. That was the whole thing. There was no doorknob.
Because it wasn't just policemen, and there was a religious aspect to it as well, and you were a woman encroaching on their sacred space.
Absolutely. I was a woman in the Middle East anyway, which was a whole adventure.
Yeah, which might be a whole other podcast, actually.
I was a woman, and they were having it wasn't just eating lunch. It was a religious themed lunch. As far as I could tell, it was Friday. I don't know.
Who knows?
So, yes, I was a woman in their sacred space.
I'm sorry. There is no more sacred space than wherever our laundry is being done.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.